Many years ago, in an English village, there lived a widow and her small son. This brave woman tried to be both father and mother to her boy. She worked long and hard to provide the necessities of life for her child, who had been left fatherless at an early age. As the boy grew older, his dear mother often denied herself to supply him with things which seemed important to a growing boy. Though he was a dutiful son, he did not seem to appreciate fully the sacrifices that she made for him. A rich gentleman who was interested in the young people of the town noticed the boy. He made inquiries about his character and ability. Satisfied that he was worthy, this gentleman undertook the expense of his education. The lad went away to college, trained as a doctor, and became a famous surgeon. The unselfish mother was very proud of her clever son, and though very pleased with the money and gifts which he sent to her from London, she really missed seeing him. He was such a busy man, such a busy doctor, that he had no time for visits to his old hometown. One day the mother was told that she must leave the little house where she had been dwelling for so long. She decided that she would go to London and there live with her son. Packing her things and taking the train, she soon found herself standing at the door of her son's beautiful mansion. When a servant opened the door, she asked if she could see the doctor. She was told that his visiting hours were over for the day. However, she was so persistent in saying that she must see the doctor that at last the servant went in and told the great man. When the doctor saw his mother, he kissed her and asked her why had she come. Out of her simple heart, she said, "I've come to live with you now, son." He did not know what to say, but at last replied, "You know, mother, I do not think London would suit you. Tell you what, I'll buy you a little house in the suburbs, and I'll come to see you." Although she did not say anything, she understood what he meant. And when she went to bed that night, she asked her son where his room was, and he told her. The doctor had not been in bed very long when the door opened, and a little figure came in. "What's the matter, mother?" he said. "Are you sick?" "No," replied the mother. "I've only come to tuck you in as I used to when you were my little boy." Gently, her loving arms smoothed the covers and tucked him in, just as she had done for so many years in the past. Then turning, she slipped quietly away. The next morning, she did not come down to the breakfast table. Alarmed, the great doctor himself went up to her room, and to his dismay, he found it empty. His mother had gone. For a whole year, that great surgeon searched throughout London. He was brokenhearted as he searched in vain for his mother. But finally, after much searching, he found her in a hospital. She had met with an accident in that great city. He was able to care for her and to obtain her forgiveness before she passed away. The thought of a mother's love, spurned by her son, indeed would cause each one of us to be concerned. But a greater love, the love of Christ, friend of mine, is offered to you. Will you spurn and reject his love? He declared his love to you when he left heaven, when he came to this world, when he bore in his body our sins on the tree, when his holy soul was poured out. Friend of mine, the Lord Jesus declared his love for you, and yet so many listeners today have spurned the love of God. They have said, "I'm not interested in your forgiveness," and they've turned their back upon Christ, the Son of the living God. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Will you spurn his love today, or will you trust him for eternal salvation? May he bless you. Amen.